From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is telling senators the national economy won't get better until a lot of other things improve. That includes the grim national unemployment rate at 9.5%, and the housing and stock markets must gain ground. Bernanke says the federal government has taken extraordinary action to deal with the crisis, and the nation's central bank needs to keep its flexibility to carry out its fiscal policy.
We do think that the Congress has the right to see how we're using taxpayer money. What we're concerned is that the Congress would be intervening in our specific policy decisions relating to monetary policy in the economy.
Yesterday, Bernanke testified before a House panel and tried to relieve worries the federal government's economic stimulus packages won't trigger inflation when the economy begins to recover. The banks Wells Fargo and Morgan Stanley have reported second-quarter earnings. Wells Fargo was in good shape, but both financial institutions have been hurt by their continued exposure to the stumbling housing market. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
Wells Fargo joined other big banks in reporting significantly better second-quarter results, with its earnings up 47% from the same period a year ago. The bank reported earnings of about $2.6 billion after payment for preferred dividends. But the gray lining was a more than $5 billion provision for bad loans. At Morgan Stanley, the picture was less rosy. The financial services firm lost $1.2 billion in the April to June period amid a hefty charge to repay government bailout money and losses tied to real estate investments. Morgan Stanley was also hit by an accounting rule that requires it to keep more cash to cover the changing value of its debt. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama meets Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki today at the White House. Aides say they'll talk about security matters, but the discussion will include other topics. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Administration officials say today's meeting with the Iraqi Prime Minister is the beginning of a long-term partnership with Iraq that's less military and more civilian. Maliki is also scheduled to meet this week with the U.S. Treasury Secretary, the Secretary of State, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Aides say the administration is hoping to discuss the kind of economic and cultural exchanges that the U.S. has with any other country. Violence in Iraq remains a special challenge, though, following the withdrawal of U.S. combat troops from Iraqi cities. One senior official says President Obama will have a frank conversation with Maliki about the need for more political progress and reconciliation among Iraq's competing factions. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 5 points at 8,910. The Nasdaq is up 6 points at 1,923. The S&P 500 is up a fraction of a point. This is NPR. The Senate is voting on the matter of concealed weapons. A proposed measure would let people take concealed weapons from state to state, provided they already have a permit to do so. The proposal has alarmed police chiefs and state governments. They say they'll have to accept people from other states that may have more lax gun regulations. Oakland voters have overwhelmingly approved a tax hike on medical marijuana. It's the first of its kind in the nation. From member station KQED, Rachel Miro reports.
Measure F creates a new business class for medical marijuana dispensaries, so taxes will rise from $1.20 to $18 for every $1,000 in gross receipts starting January 1st. The measure was one of four mail-in ballot items voters passed to help close Oakland's $83 million budget shortfall. Estimates vary as to how much budget-related pain the new marijuana tax will relieve, but other cities are watching closely. Los Angeles City Council members have proposed a medical marijuana tax, and officials in Berkeley and San Francisco are reportedly thinking about doing so, too. On a statewide level, there is a bill pending that would legalize, regulate, and tax all marijuana in California, even though it's still a controlled substance under federal law. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
Two more airlines have released earnings reports. Delta says it lost more than $250 million in the most recent quarter. Delta is the world's largest airline. At the same time, AirTran released positive news. AirTran Holdings says it earned well over $78 million in the same time period, but has been forced to cut back. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.